On an overcast morning, caravans of dancers make their way 9,200 feet above sea level to the site of the protesters' camp across the street from Mauna Kea's Visitor Information Center. Many of them are fresh off the stage from Mary Monarch, the three-day hula competition in Hilo. Kumu hula Vicky Holt Takamine felt it was important to come to the mountain in support of the protesters who've maintained a presence on Mauna Kea for more than 2 weeks.
We've been advocating for no more development on Mauna Kea for years, and our words have fallen on deaf ears.
The $1.4 billion project will be the 14th and largest observatory on Mauna Kea. Scientists say the telescope would allow astronomers to see 13 billion light years away, reaching back to the origins of the universe. While some say the benefits of such a project are too good to pass up, others believe the underlying cultural conflict needs to be addressed.
I think there's a perception that there's a sort of a disconnect from the observatories to the community.
Doug Simons is the executive director at Canada-France-Hawaii Telescope. Before that, he ran the Gemini Observatory for nearly 2 decades and has been an astronomer on the Big Island for nearly 30 years. He says in all his time working with the telescopes, he's never seen this kind of opposition.
Completely unprecedented in the history of Hawaii astronomy. No comparison. And you have to ask yourself, what's the difference? And a lot of people are asking that. What changed since the last time, you know, a big telescope was put up there that has allowed this wedge to be driven in the community?
He fears that wedge is already changing the way astronomers are perceived in Hawaii. For the first time, the Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee didn't have a float in the Mary Monarch Parade.
We just pulled the plug out of concern. I don't know how else to put it, concern for the safety of my staff, which is a shame that members of this community right now feel sufficiently alienated that they are uncomfortable to be in certain areas at certain times and to celebrate something like Mary Monarch, which we should all be celebrating. It's really sad that it's come to that.
Still, the week has been relatively calm, largely due to a temporary moratorium on construction that has been extended an additional week. Earlier this month, 31 people were arrested for blocking the road to prevent construction crews from reaching the summit. One of them was 26-year-old Kaho'okahi Kanuha, a preschool teacher at a Hawaiian charter school in Kealakekua. He says the battle over 5 acres atop Mauna Kea is about more than just land. It's about a clash of beliefs.
Curiosity should not supersede the values and the traditions of the host people and the host culture. We support science. It's the basis of us, the foundation of our kupuna, being able to find new land and create new life. However, we did not desecrate and destroy things to do that. That's the biggest philosophical difference, I believe.
The next date to watch may be the end of the time out next Monday. In the meantime, opponents of the TMT say they have no plans to leave the mountain. Molly Solomon for HPR News.